Yesterday we mentioned that really the name Pesach really refers to Erev Pesach, the holiday with the rest of the 7-8 days. It's called Chag HaMatzos. Erev Yom Tov is a special status. That's really what the Torah calls Pesach. So I want to leave you with a beautiful idea from the Kedushas Levi. He asks, why is it that the Torah always calls what we call Pesach Chag HaMatzos? The Torah always calls it Chag HaMatzos, the holiday of Matzos. So why is it that in our normal way of speaking, we call it Pesach? We should call it Chag HaMatzos. In Davim, we see Chag HaMatzos. The Torah always calls it Chag HaMatzos. So why do we call it Pesach? So he gives a beautiful answer. He says that when Hashem is speaking, when Hashem is writing the Torah, so he focuses on the good deeds, on the miles of the Jewish people. The Jewish people left. They went to a desert without any food. All they had was matzah, this unleavened bread. So when Hashem wants to call the holiday a name, he focuses on the milas of the advantages of the good deeds of the Jewish people, so he calls it Chag HaMatzos. When the Jewish people want to call the holiday a name, they call it Chag HaPesach. They want to refer to the milas of Hashem. That Hashem, when he killed the firstborns of the Egyptians, he passed over the Jewish people and he saved all of them. So each one of us, Hashem, so to speak, and us, each refer to the holiday as a different name. Hashem focusing on our milas called Chag HaMatzos. We focusing on Hashem's milas called Chag HaPesach. And he writes, that's really the whole point of Pesach. Pesach was when the Jewish people were formed. It's the love between the Jewish people and Hashem. And so therefore, you see even in the name itself, how each party, so to speak, calls it a different name. So God willing, we should be zoch, we should merit on Chag HaPesach to feel that beautiful relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people. Oh,